I mean, I would like that because I identify as saying things how I want to. That's how I like I identify a stop sign as not being a stop sign. You can do that, right? Can you project identification on other things?
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
What if you don't want to?
What if I'm not able?
Yeah, what if you're not able to stay home? Just saying. Yeah. Me either. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. That was the LA mayor, Eric Garcetti. I am mystified. Did y'all read these really bizarro lockdown orders? He comes out and literally says, cancel everything. And then his surrogates are like, well, he didn't really mean like everything. He just meant like some of the things. That's no. Oh, hold up. No, that's not what. Not how that works. Not how it works, because that's not what he said. I saw my friend Dave Rubin posted a video this morning of these signs outside of Kitson's in LA that store. And it's like a, I don't know, like celebrities, I don't know what it is. They just like have all kinds of stuff there. It's kind of like an LA landmark. And there were all of these signs just going at Fauci. And it was a pretty big deal to see that kind of stuff out there. They're mad. They're criticizing him. They're criticizing these elected officials. The Democrats that are trying to shut down businesses and so on and so forth. These were huge signs. They were really big signs everywhere. It was kind of unbelievable to see. I'd never seen anything like that. Kitson's in Los Angeles, and they had a sign of Garcetti, and they had Hunter Biden up there, People of the Year, and then Kitson, and then it had, it's kind of unbelievable. Well done. I might have to order something from there. I don't know what, but I'll figure it out. The president is awarding Lou Holtz the Medal of Freedom right now, which is kind of ironic considering what we're discussing. Although he hasn't been for national lockdowns, Lou Holtz, it's pretty awesome to see. It's not often that you see that, and it's pretty cool to watch. The freedom, though, that, I mean, it's just, again, just to talk about the Medal of Freedom ceremony when we are also talking about massive lockdowns in certain cities. They had a lockdown previously in LA. We have friends that live in LA. They locked down everything previously, so why didn't that work? Because you're going to have a surge when you reopen everything. I mean, even the CDC is like, a lockdown's not going to work, guys. It's not going to work. It's not going to help you. These guidelines don't make any sense. I mean, it literally says you can't even leave your house to like just take a walk somewhere. Nature's closed. You can't. All public and private gatherings. Listen to this. I'm reading from lamayor.org. I am reading from the official release. The targeted safe at home order. This is an actual sentence here. All public and private gatherings of any number of people from more than one household are prohibited, except for outdoor faith-based services or those participating in person outdoor protests while maintaining a face covering and social distancing. And then they define what households are. That's not up for them to define. You don't get to tell people how many people they can have on their property. They say all travel, including without limitation, travel on foot, bicycle, scooter, motorcycle, automobile, public transit, prohibited. You can only leave to engage in a number of activities that they say are necessary. Of course, the education, that's all distance learning. And this is what really gets me. Where's this at? Because it's like a trillion pages. Childcare facilities. It's page 6 of 12. Childcare facilities. All childcare facilities, including those operating at schools, must operate under these guidelines, must be carried out in stable groups of 12 or fewer, Children shall not change from one group to another. Groups cannot mix. Day camps must not operate between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. because, you know, that's when people go to work and they drop their... That's so stupid. And then they get into places of worship, they say, that as long as it's outdoors. City parks and trails are open, but you got to do the social distancing. You have to wear your face mask. That's so stupid. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the beach, all the piers are closed. Beaches are open, but you have to follow the protocol, meaning don't go outside and enjoy nature without your face covering and stay away from people. I mean, I'm looking at this and it is so ridiculous. Every single thing. And of course, but you can do filming and catering and all that stuff. They're carving that out so Hollywood doesn't complain. Mm-hmm. It is. And
why would you need a caterer unless you have a gathering?
Just tell people you're making a film.
Just thinking out loud.
If you're like having people over your house and the, which I don't see them doing, but just say they, well, maybe they will. They'll send LAPD over. Just be like, no, we're filming something. We're filming. Set up a camera so that it's like Home Alone style. So it's visible in your like front window.
We're filming a podcast.
Yeah. We're filming the podcast. Oh yeah, that's it. And then they want to determine who is or is not an essential business, which is not, government doesn't get to determine that. Everybody is essential. I've talked about this before, but can I just note really quickly the hypocrisy of declaring certain things essential? Don't sit here and act like your butt is saving anybody because you're staying home. If you are ordering food, if you are ordering anything online, anything, if you are still using your water and your electricity and everything else, then you are already making a statement that you are okay with a certain amount of risk, because people have to be places to do all of those things so you can pretend that you're Ralph from The Simpsons and that you're not risking anyone's life because so you get to virtue signal to everyone else. I'm helping. I love how people, would you think that the virus is like, oh no, wait a minute, I can't infect this person. This person is a truck driver. I can infect this person. I mean, you're all these people, you're just stating that you're okay with a certain amount of risk. So don't spare us the vapid virtue signaling. Look at me, I'm staying home. I'm just going to do all my ordering online. Going to order my groceries online. Let's see, I'm just going to use a ton of electricity and just water my lawn. You're just making a statement that you're okay with all of it. Now, as for the penalty for this, they're saying, oh, if you don't comply, it'll constitute a misdemeanor. You could get fined. You could be imprisoned. I know what I'm going for Halloween next year. I know what my costume's going to be. This is related. You want to know what it is? A fist with the middle finger extended. I swear to you, I'm not even joking. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
As if there's not enough things to look out about in 2020, now we got to watch out for fake coronavirus testing sites. This is according to the FTC. Scammers are dressing up like medical professionals and conducting fake unsanitary tests for money and identity theft, while possibly even spreading the dang virus. Now, they've had reports of these sites emerging from in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, New York, Washington State. And they usually, it's like, what, $240 in one instance for a bogus test. And then they try to steal your Social Security, Medicare, all that. So they said that look for these fake testing sites. And like one scammer wore a lanyard with a phony ID for HIPAA, and they had a misspelled acronym for like the law that actually. So, you know, look stuff up. Don't just like, oh, here's like a roadside. Like you wouldn't eat sushi from a roadside stand. Don't just like randomly go to some like coronavirus testing site. Like, oh, this looks okay. Swab my nose. Here's all my information. Like double check that first, right? New Jersey is weighing now here's where you're going to get like the really chilled layback marijuana people mad. No, New Jersey's weighing a social equity tax on marijuana. Oh, you didn't think that was going to come? Yeah, social equity. They're going to sell you pot and then charge you to pay for the what they say are racial disparities caused by drug laws. Yeah, I know it is really stupid. You're right. It is dumb. Mm-hmm. So just FYI, that's so soon. You know, they just literally backed legalization of recreational marijuana use. And now they're immediately like, how can we tax it? Because they don't have enough. Jim Comey is expected to teach at Columbia Law School. Oh, I am made of jokes. I can't even say on air about this. The Instagram influencer is going to be teaching at Columbia Law. He's going to take on a role as one of two leaders in residence through a residence program there. And I can't wait to see. Good night. And you can see the lunar eclipse during the full beaver moon. That's right, the full beaver moon, the lunar eclipse. You can see it. It's like, I don't know.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man. This is not the Villages, by the way. This is St. Petersburg. I can't pronounce his last name. Kijek? Kishek? K-I-J-E-K. Paul Kitchek, 50 years old, was arrested. This Florida man, he was at a Florida bar at 4 a.m. He got drunk, went out, and punched a taxi driver in the face before dancing in the street where he screamed, quote, I'm Rick James. That's what he, like Dave Chappelle. You can't be punching people in the face. He has the most asymmetrical face I've ever seen in my entire life. And you need to click on that link and look at his mugshot, Kane, because I cannot be looking at this alone. So he left a bar in St. Petersburg, it's Florida's West Coast. He was determined to drive to his home.
Oh boy.
Lit like a candle. He was determined to drive to his home. Police arrived on scene. They called a taxi for him. The guy got into the taxi, but then everything went cray because he punched the guy in the face as the car was taking off. So, and it happened literally right in front of the police who saw it. They were still there on the scene. So he was immediately arrested for battery, disorderly intoxication. He was released Sunday morning. He posted $600 bond. So I'm telling you, come on, man. This guy is not the hide and seek champ of the world. A Florida man tried to hide from a cop behind a van in Monroe County, Florida. He was speeding away from a deputy on a scooter. Justin Schmitz of Hollywood, Florida, he got charged with fleeing and eluding, but he tried to hide behind a van like a toddler would hide behind like a pole or something to try to hide. They caught him. Remember when we got sassy pants yesterday discussing the USA Today claim when they were saying that literally remarking on a photo of Jen Psaki or Sakai? I like saying Sakai better. Right?
It's not right, though. So, it'd probably be Psaki.
It's just funner to say. Anyway, whatever. Just take the joy out of the remainder of this year.
Do the Kamala Harris thing and just say it however you want.
I mean, I would like that because I identify saying things how I want to.
Right. Why not?
That's how, I identify a stop sign as not being a stop sign. You can do that, right? Can you project identification on other things?
I think so.
Because if you can project and make other people adhere to your own reality, then surely you can do more. It's like magic, but not. It's like fake magic.
Solid logic. Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's Dr. Fauci logic. I mean, it's great. So earlier this week, USA Today, they fact-checked. Remember, we talked about this. The Jen Psaki Ushanko with a hammer and sickle literally had a hammer and sickle on it that was literally given to her by a literal communist, literally in Russia. All used correctly. Just wanted to point that out. They did it again. Are you ready? Let's do this. So here is the claim. Several Democratic politicians are urging social distancing and issuing stay-at-home advisories while hosting or attending gatherings themselves. Our rating? Missing context.
What?
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, boy. Let's walk into this funhouse together, shall we? They went after a Facebook post because this is what USA Today does now. Let's look on Facebook and see what groups are saying wrong. Think, here's a group. It's called Occupy Democrats Logic. And they're reporting upon several instances of Democratic politicians not practicing what they preach. So they're going after Facebook group posts and Twitter, and they got mad at this one Facebook group that shared a Liz Wheeler tweet. Oh my gosh. And they said that while there is some truth to claims of politicians hosting or attending gatherings, Newsom, Gavin Newsom, did in fact, they write, attend a November 6th birthday party at a restaurant with a dozen friends, despite urging Californians to resist the temptation to socialize. Now, they could have stopped right there because that right there proves that it's true, right?
Right, sure.
But they didn't stop right there. You know why? Because it's 2020. Mm-hmm. They said that it's unclear whether the Associated Press reported it was unclear how the rule applied to restaurants. Oh, my gosh. And Newsom apologized for attending the dinner, calling it a bad mistake. And then they mentioned Lori Lightfoot. So their context was that it is true, but they apologized.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Why do people hate the media again? Why? Why do they think that the fourth press is kind of a joke? I'm not making any of this up. I'm reading it verbatim. You'll get it in the newsletter tonight. It's mostly finished, but I have to edit some things out because it's like 5,000 words. But it's mostly done. Yeah, you'll get this tonight. So they said that this is how they finished it. You ready? While it's true some politicians have acted contrary to the social distancing and stay-at-home practices they're preaching, but Pelosi didn't end up hosting a giant reception. However, ultimately, it's not just some Democrat politicians flouting the coronavirus policies and guidance. Such behavior has been seen on both sides of the aisle. What? So, well, because some Republicans did it, the Democrats didn't. Because in our reality, you can't do this and then also have, if Republicans do it, then the Democrats can't. That's their reality. I'm not making this up. So they didn't fact check anything. They didn't debunk anything. They actually made your position stronger. But then they went and said, well, you know, it's, here's the difference. Here's what they're not acknowledging. The difference between Republicans and Democrats is it is Democrats that are putting down these orders. It's the Democrats that are demanding that people wear face masks and shut down their businesses and ruin their lives and have their kids depressed and not educated because everybody's at home and not everybody's able to even do the distance learning, et cetera, et cetera. It's Democrats that are mandating this while themselves not following these rules. See, it was a discussion of hypocrisy. And USA Today is like, well, both sides do it, so it needs context. But that wasn't the point on which context needed to be provided. You morons.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.